Chapter 1. The Barbarians Are Coming. By the first decade of the 5th Christian century, the Roman Empire had collapsed. Its capital city, Great Rome, had been besieged for months by the Visigoth king Alaric, but at last it had been overrun and ruthlessly sacked by his barbarian hordes. The year was AD 410. The city had been besieged by barbarians before. Parts of the empire had already been overrun by foreign armies. But the sack of Rome was politically and psychologically devastating in a way those other defeats were not. Rome had been master of the world. The empire had stood for 1,000 years and was the very essence of civilization, at least to all who lived in the West. But suddenly it was gone, swept away by the advancing armies of these wild Germanic tribes. When Rome fell to Alaric, the citizens of the empire could hardly assimilate the scope of this unmitigated tragedy, and quite naturally searched about for someone or something to blame. It was not long before blame fell on the Christians, as it had nearly 400 years before for less serious troubles, when Nero had been dipping Christians in wax and setting them on fire to illuminate the killing of other Christians in the great arena. The pagans charged that the fall of Rome had resulted from the neglect of the worship of the old gods under whose benevolent protection Rome had grown great. The cause of this neglect, they said, was Christianity. The Christians were shocked by Rome's fall, too. Saint Jerome, the great Latin father of the church and translator of the Vulgate, wrung his hands, crying, "What is to become of the church now that Rome has fallen?" It was a natural question, since Rome had embraced Christianity under the influence of the Emperor Constantine almost 100 years before, and had been the church's benefactor, friend, and protector for most of the succeeding decades. Constantine had converted to Christianity after his victory at the Milvian Bridge in 312 BC. In God's providence, there was a man perfectly suited for the challenges of this great watershed era in world history, Saint Augustine of Hippo, a town in North Africa.